Greetings, good and excellent gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days podcast, that actually weekly show that goes down both retro and modern roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble correspondent, as we take our nostalgic journeys. And today, well, it's time for another great gamer's quiz. What this means is I will be flinging a slew of questions in your direction, and you must answer them as quickly as possible. After every five, well, I will then provide the answers before moving on for a total of 15. Are you ready to go? Well, let's do it. Question 1. How many dots in a single maze of Pac-Man? Again, how many dots in a single maze of Pac-Man? Number 2. In Asteroids, how many points are the tiny saucers worth? Again, in Asteroids, how many points are the tiny saucers worth? Number 3. In the Mario universe, where does Princess Daisy rule? Name her kingdom. Again, in the Mario universe, where does Princess Daisy live and rule? Name her kingdom. Number 4. In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, the turtles, well, travel back in time. What is their first destination? Again, in Turtles in Time, where do the turtles first go when traveling back in time? And finally, question 5. Name the 4 playable characters in Atari's 1985 arcade game Gauntlet. Again, name the 4 playable characters in Atari's 1985 arcade game Gauntlet. And now the first 5 answers. For Pac-Man, there are 240 dots in the original Pac-Man game's maze. 244 if you count the power pellets. In Asteroids, how many points for blowing down a tiny saucer? Well, 1,000. In the Mario universe, Princess Daisy rules over the apparently obscure kingdom of Sarasaland. For question 4, those zany Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles travel back to the prehistoric times in their time-traveling arcade game, known as Prehistoric Turtle Source for those who really want to know. And as for Gauntlet's 4 playable characters, the first was Thor the Warrior. Thyra was the Valkyrie as the second, the third was Merlin the Wizard, and lastly we had Questor the Elf. Alright, so off to a good start, I hope. Moving on to question 6. In the arcade shooter Raiden or Raiden, what are the 2 main weapons players can use and upgrade throughout the game? Again, in the shooter Raiden, what are the 2 main weapons players can use and upgrade throughout the game? Question 7. In the arcade game Rampage, how many unique days, i.e. levels, are there before everything begins to repeat? Again, in the arcade game Rampage, how many unique days are there before everything begins to repeat? Question 8. In the original Space Invaders, how many marching aliens begin each stage? Again, in the original Space Invaders, how many aliens begin each stage? Number 9. The Sega Genesis puzzle game Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine is known by what alternate title in Japan? Again, the Sega Genesis puzzle game Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine is actually a localized title and reskin of what actual puzzle game everyone knows in Japan. And for number 10, in how many Mario Kart games has the Feather Power-Up appeared? Again, in how many Mario Kart games has the Feather Power-Up appeared? Now the answers. For number 6, the question was, in the shooter Raiden or Raiden, what 2 main weapons are available to the player? Well, one is called the Vulcan Firepower, which basically, once upgraded, allows the player to spread a bunch of bullets, hellfire-like, across the screen. And the second power-up was the laser, which, once that's powered up, it's pretty much pure destruction. For answer 7, well, the answer is 128 days. For those who've played Rampage, they know that it's one day after another, each being a separate level. And after 128, the game just repeats. For a grand total of 768 days before the game simply stops even counting which day you're on. In other words, the counter resets. Question 8 was easy peasy enough, right? The answer for all those marching invaders is 48. There are 48 aliens crisscrossing that screen, trying to doom the little cannon at the bottom. This, of course, is not counting that UFO that sometimes whisks across the screen. For question 9, Dr. Robotnik's main beam machine is known as Puyo Puyo in Japan, an actually long-running series that still sees new releases to this day. And for question 10, it looks like the Feather Power-Up is a rare one indeed, only appearing in the original Super Mario Kart, and also the most recent one, Mario Kart Deluxe's Battle Mode. So, the answer is 2. And now, question 11. Not counting those bought in shops, how many Power Moons are in Super Mario Odyssey? And for question 12, recite the famous Konami code. The one, for example, that provided 30 free guys in the original Contra on the NES. Alright, just real quick, for these last three, I'm playing three separate video game tunes. All you have to do is identify the game from which they come. Not a bad way to end the quiz, right? Anyway, for question 11, the answer is 836 Power Moons. Again, there are 836 Power Moons in Super Mario Odyssey, not counting those you can buy in shops. And for question 12, I hope all those of you who grew up in the 80s and loved their Nintendo Entertainment Systems got this one. The Konami code is up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start. Again, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start. Yep, that iconic code would net you all sorts of goodies depending on the game. And for our symphonic grand finale, we have Super Mario RPG, the Super Pipe House theme, for the first track I played. Then following that is the Ghouls and Ghosts theme for Stage 1, and finally the intro to Sonic 3D Blast, the PC and Sega Saturn versions. It's time now to tally the scores, but I know this wasn't exactly an easy one to do. Plenty of those questions were a little on the obscure side, so forgive me if I went a little too far. However, I still hoped you had fun and maybe learned something. Anyway, let's keep it simple. If you got 5 right, that's okay. Kinda respectable, again, as this quiz was not a cinchy one. If you manage 10, well, I think you deserve a power moon or two for that. And if you managed 15 or around that level, then heck, I believe you deserve all 120 power stars from good old Mario 64. That really is a feat worthy of both gamer and plumber. And with all that said and done, it's time to bid my own farewell. I will return next week, but until then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.